I have no idea what has happened to Mike Causey. Yes, I do. I have an idea of what happened to Mike Causey. The Yankees are winning. The Yankees are now in the in a position to make the play-in game. The Yankees have the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. And I think that's what has happened to Mike Causey. But anyway, with that being said, let us go to the scoreboard. And yesterday was a grim day for the Red Sox and a good day for the Yankees. Two well-played baseball games, but I still think it's wrong that the Yankees and the Red Sox played two games. Each game was seven innings. It is like adding, to me, when you play a seven-inning game, it's like adding a Mo Rivera to your bullpen without having him. You only have to plan through seven innings, not nine innings. And to me, it is one of the dumbest changes they have made in baseball, along with plopping somebody down on second base if games go into extra innings. But those are the rules that they play by, and yesterday the Yankees won two fairly well-played games, 5-3 over the Red Sox, and the second game 2-0 over the Red Sox. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you, first of all, we'll go and tell you the Blue Jays lost to the Nationals before we get to all that. The Rays beat the O's. Now, in the National League yesterday, in case you went to sleep and don't know, the Mets fell to the Giants 3-2. So what does that all mean now when you take a look at the standings? Very interesting. In the American League East now, Tampa Bay has a 5-game lead over the Yankees. All right? And they both have played the same amount of games. The Red Sox are also 5 games out, but by a percentage point, they are in third place. So the Yankees are now in the wild card game right now. Boston is next. Toronto is 9 games out now. So that's that. When you take a look at our poor Metsies, they lost yesterday. They're now 6.5 games out of the wild card, 4.5 out of first place, and they slipped under 500 for the first time in 3 months. They are now down to 59-60 as they lost yesterday to San Francisco. Lots of injuries, lots of pitching problems for the Mets as I readjust my seat, and it's just turned into a nightmare for them. And the Red Sox, who were cruising along, absolutely cruising along. The season has started to turn into a nightmare for them as well. So we'll have to see how the whole thing pans out. There's still, I think, there's 160 games in the season. The Yankees have played 110. There's still 40 games left. That's a lot of games to go. So anything can happen. And yes, my Yankee friends have just pummeled me. Because I said the Yankees, up until the All-Star break, when I was so disappointed in the Yankees. It was horrible. All that talent, and it looks like they were wasting it. And I said, you know, this is a wasted season. The Yankees are never going to do anything. They've got to string wins together, and they haven't made it. Well, since the All-Star game, they've strung wins together. I think they're 23-8 since the All-Star game. Something like that. But, was I disappointed in the Yankees? Absolutely. Very disappointed in the way things were going. So maybe I'm going to have to eat my words. It won't be the first time, and it won't be the last time. All right, another story that I want to go on to. Giants owner, co-owner John Mara is, quote, sick and tired of players taunting each other, and he's come out in support of the NFL cracking down on taunting. Mara says it's something they discuss every year in the competition committee. We get kind of sick and tired of the talking that goes on from time to time on the field. We try to balance sportsmanship with allowing players to have fun, and there's always a fine line, but none of us like to see that. It's just a question of whether you can have rules that can be enforced without taking the fun out of the game. Nobody wants to see a player taunting another player. Certainly I don't. I think the rest of the members of the competition committee that we discuss and that they agree with him. So we'll have to see what happens. A lot of fans are calling the NFL the no-fun league. It's not because of taunting. It's because of celebrations. They just don't allow a lot of celebrations and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, having celebrations, acting happy on the field is one thing, and acting professional is another, and then taunting another player is something else. I happen to agree with Mr. Mara on that. I know if his father were still alive, he would agree with it as well. All right. With that being said, I think we've just about closed the door on sports for this morning.